Hello again everyone, we're in the grounds of the beautiful Croome Hill Estate here in Lambeg, and I'm standing in front of this beautiful giant redwood tree, the sequoia tree that originally comes from California. This tree was probably planted well over 200 years ago. But about 20 years ago, my father and I went on a trip to America, and we visited the Sequoia National Park in California. And in that national park, there's a tree called the General Sherman. It's supposed to be the largest tree, the largest living organism on the face of the earth. It's absolutely enormous, and it has stood in that location for over 2,000, maybe up to 2,500 years, even from before the birth of Christ himself. That redwood tree has stood through all sorts of storms and gales and even trouble in the nation, the revolution, the civil war. It has stood strong and tall. They are absolutely remarkable and beautiful trees. But sometimes these trees are destroyed, not because of lightning, or not because of wind and rain or sleet or hail or snow, not because they're cut down, not because they're blown apart by dynamite, but sometimes these great trees are destroyed by small things, by termites and by beetles that burrow their way into the very core of the tree and eat the tree from the inside out, so that the tree loses its strength, it loses its life, and it might look well on the outside, but on the inside it's being destroyed by little things. And there's a great lesson in that. The Bible speaks about the little foxes that spoil the vines. Now the Word of God says there's no sin that Jesus Christ can't forgive, save the blasphemy of the Holy Ghost. All manner of sins shall be forgiven then. And sometimes we look at the big sins in our world, murder and theft and violence and drunkenness and adultery and idolatry and foul language and reckless and riotous living, and we think those things destroy people, and they do. But sometimes those who are religious and those who are respectable are destroyed not by the big things, but by the little things, the seemingly small and respectable sins that are in our hearts that are never repented of and never dealt with. And if you look at the religious establishment in the days of Christ, they looked strong spiritually on the outside, they looked clean on the outside, they were upright, they were respectable, but on the inside, the Lord Jesus Christ said they were full of dead men's bones. They were whited sepulchres. Inside they were full of rottenness. And sometimes it's sins like pride, envy, bitterness, anger, jealousy, an unforgiving spirit, self-righteousness, all sorts of things, apathy, laziness, indifference, coldness towards God, neglect of the means of grace. These are the things that can eat us up inwardly and destroy us from the inside out. And the problem is, very often they are easily covered. And we might look like upstanding members of society. Even within our churches, we can be exactly the same. Jerry Bridges, the great American author, has a book that I read about a year ago entitled Respectable Sins, confronting the sins that we learn to tolerate. And isn't it true that we would snub our noses and frown at the big sins, the brazen sins of society, but we often neglect the sins of the heart, the sins that are easily covered up, which are just as dangerous and maybe even more deadly than the big sins? All sin needs to be repented of. There's enough evil in one sin to take us to a lost eternity. And what happens whenever the day of judgment comes and your heart has never been cleansed and you've never been redeemed and you've never been washed in the blood, and there's sins in your heart that have never been dealt with and never been repented of? Maybe you're upstanding, you're religious, you've been like that for years, people stand in respect of you, but you know in your heart that you're not a Christian. You're not saved. You're not converted. You haven't trusted God. You haven't asked Christ to be your Savior. Would you do that today and give your heart and life to Jesus Christ? Thank you for listening. And if God speaks to you and has spoken to you, get in touch with us, or tell somebody that you've trusted Christ, you've become a Christian. Or if we can help you at any time, please let us know. May God bless you. Thank you for listening.